Chapter 10. In this chapter, you're going to learn the 7 steps to creating an insight scenario. You may be thinking that this looks like a lot of work. Why bother creating insight scenarios when you already have lots of case studies? Case studies and insight scenarios are not the same thing. They do not produce the same effects, and they are not used for the same purpose. Case studies are useful as proof late in the sales cycle when customers are looking to justify their buying decisions. Early in the sales cycle, however, case studies are not useful for 2 reasons. The first reason is that case studies are a conversation-killing monologue that floods the buyer with too much information. The second reason is that they focus too much on the details of the solution, with not enough time being spent illuminating the hidden value in the solution. Step 1. Why? Write down what you want the insight scenario to do. You do not need an insight scenario to sell everything. Think of an insight scenario as a flashlight that you use to illuminate hidden value. So think of where that value is hidden and create an insight scenario to make it known. Why is the customer, for example, not buying your product today, and what would the buyer need to believe to buy your product? To avoid telling boring insight scenarios, you need to break the buyer's pattern. And for your insight scenario to stick, the customer needs to form a new pattern with a new story where new choices make more sense. Think about yourself. You see data, you look for a pattern, and then you tell yourself a story so that you make sense of the pattern. The story then creates an emotion, and it's that emotion that causes you to act. We are always seeking the meaning behind patterns because uncertainty and chaos terrifies us. If we cannot find the meaning behind a pattern, we will make one up. What if the pattern is known? We will discount it, right? Why? Because it is not useful. Without this filter, we would drown in information. So think about the pattern the customer needs to see to buy your product, and the pattern they believe today. And if there's a big enough gap, then your insight scenario will be insightful and engaging. Step 2. Setting. Pick a goal for a particular title or job function, vertical and capability. Now put this down on paper into a sentence along the lines of, "Let me tell you about Paul, the VP of finance of a manufacturing company who was looking to reduce inventory costs." People do not care about companies. They care about people. You need the setting so that the buyer knows who the insight scenario is about and what this person was looking to achieve. Step 3. Complication. The complication is the most important part of the insight scenario, and it is the main area where insight scenarios fall flat. The common fault is that sellers gloss over the complication because they do not know the details. The seller, for example, is often only able to paint a superficial picture of the problem. For instance, that the customer's current system is prone to error or lacks timeliness. Without contrast, there is no value, and the buyer either decides not to buy and to live with the problem or wants a discount because of an inability to imagine the full value. As an insight scenario is a word picture, you've got to be specific to make it real. One of the most effective ways to help the buyer to see this picture is to use a simile, metaphor, or an analogy. In the cartoon below, for example, the cartoonist simply could have stated that mental health should be treated like a physical disease, but the message would probably be blocked by our prejudice. So instead, the cartoonist showed what would happen if physical diseases were treated like mental illness. In one of the cartoons, the doctor says to the patient, "I get that you have food poisoning and all, but you have to at least make an effort." It has been my experience that companies are able to find metaphors only 25% of the time for their insight scenarios, but when they do, the payoff is worth the effort. Make sure you only have one problem per story. Otherwise, you will flood the buyer with too much information. This is a common problem and one I often commit myself. You think, "This one problem is great, but if I had just one more, it will be even better." Then suddenly you have 5 or 6 problems in your story and none of them stick. Remember to wrap your facts in emotion, otherwise the story will not stick. You've got to show how the people who populate your tale were affected to engage your audience. The problem is that customers generally see themselves as okay and not needing to change. That's the problem with most stories, because the seller just talks about how they help the customer. Of course, we see what we want to see until we do not see it. Without a fully developed complication, you are trying to sell a rescue boat to people who are only ankle deep in problems. It's no wonder that they keep clipping you at the knees with objections, because they have no skin in the game. What you need to do is fully develop the complication in your story so that buyers suddenly realize that they are not ankle deep in problems at all, but are in fact drowning. Then and only then will they be ready to believe in the viability of your solution. Because to see the delta of your offering, someone has to recognize the gap between how something is currently being done and how it could be done with your product. No one shows the contrast I'm talking about better than the exercise commercials, P90X, with the before and after picture. This is an insight scenario at its best. The complication is the before picture. You've got to have the fat guy in the before picture in order to sell the skinny guy, because the fat guy creates the contrast. More contrast creates more value. Thus, before you write your story, it is a good idea to draw it, or zero in other words, on a simple word picture that your story will clearly tell. Step 4. Villain. So many seller stories are about how they arrived as the hero on the white horse and rescued the buyer. But the buyer does not want to see themselves as the loser in the story. Your story must attract and not repel the buyer. You accomplish this by making the buyer the hero of the story. Although every hero needs a villain, the villain cannot be buyer or their employees. Instead, make the villain an outside force, such as changes in the status quo, economic times, market conditions, competitive landscape, technology, government regulation, etc. Step 5. Turning point. This is the aha moment when the buyers gain the insight that they must change. They finally realize that the cost of the status quo is greater than the cost of the seller's products, plus the risk of change. Step 6. Resolution. The resolution is the rescue. Be brief about describing how the buyer was rescued by your product, since you are just selling the concept in the story. You will prove it to the buyer later, going into the details about your solution once the buyer cares about the details. Do not describe what your offering is, because you may risk drowning the buyer in an overflow of information. Instead, describe how the buyer may use your offering to overcome the obstacles that are preventing them from achieving their goals. You may wish to quantify the value of the solution in general terms. Step 7. Questions. You only tell a story to hear the buyer's story. Your story helps buyers to find the oil spills in their own company. After you finish telling your story, say, "That's enough about Paul. What's your story?" If your story does not resonate, move on to the next story. Buyers may need some help discovering their stories, and that is when you need to ask a few questions to help them qualify and quantify the cost of the status quo. Write your own. Now you can create your own insight scenario with the template below. You want the story to be between 250 and 350 words so that you can deliver it in less than 2 minutes. Some people like to write it out, and others like to work from bullet points. The best way to tell if you've written a memorable insight scenario is to tell it to a random salesperson and see if they can repeat it back to you after hearing it only once. If your story is easy for your salespeople to deliver, then it will be easy for the customer to remember long after the details of your presentation have been forgotten. Don't skip the details. When the best communicators seek to persuade, they provide just enough details so that it feels like you stepped inside their idea simulator and experienced it for yourself. Now imagine if they had skipped the details. As you enter the idea simulator, you look around and all you see is an empty white room devoid of details. And on a little white table, there is an index card with your 5 bullet points. And after reading the facts and figures contained in the 5 bullet points, you feel nothing, because you cannot see or feel facts and figures. They are just abstract concepts, because they do not feel like the effect you either directly or indirectly. So next time you are trying to persuade someone, do not forget to add just enough detail, but not too much, to cause overload.